Time once again for the Big Yield Spotlight. I'm Kyle Hill at The Forum, the research station operated by BigYield.us outside of Garden City on Route 7. Once again, visiting with Kent Kaufman. And Kent, once again, glad to be out here.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Last time we talked about your aerial mapping service, so let's refresh everybody what it is.
So our aerial mapping service is where we use planes to fly growers' fields every 10 to 14 days. And we do a total of 12 flights during a growing season. We use four different sensors, and what these do is they give growers immediate information about water, about disease, and about pest issues. And so what we're able to do with these planes, because we're using planes and not drones, is we're able to cover about 500,000 acres in a day, and we have a turnaround time of these mapping services within 24 hours of when we've flown them.
How is this service different than using drones or satellites?
So drones and satellites are both really good sources of getting mapping data. Drones are very good for getting high-resolution data, but they can kind of have a learning curve, a steep learning curve, for either the grower or crop consultants use them a lot to physically spend the time to learn how to fly the drone, go out and fly the drone, take all the data, and then upload all of that data. You got battery issues, just how many acres you can cover. So you can't cover necessarily a lot of acres with that unless you plan ahead quite a bit. Satellites, however, can cover a lot of ground, but you're just not going to get that same resolution for the data. And if it's a cloudy day, then you're not going to get any mapping until it flies over again. So you can, if you get unlucky and get a string of cloudy days, you could not have a map for a month or more.
Again, you mentioned that you're using four different sensors on your planes. What are these?
So each flight, we take four different pictures. We have four different cameras. And what we take is we take imagery, we take colored infrared, we take NDVI, and we take thermal imagery. Some growers may not be familiar with all those terms, but basically what it means is that we'll get a normal high-resolution color image. With this image, you can see things like you can get the resolution down to see a wheel on a pivot, and so you get pretty good resolution there and see your crops. You can see stand counts to if you need to do replants and things like that. We also get infrared. And so infrared just kind of expands the spectrum past what your eyes can actually see. So you get a little bit more detail and your plants will see some different wavelengths there for what's going on as far as you would for normal imagery. Same thing with NDVI. What it is it's normalized difference vegetation index, which you don't need to remember. All you really need to remember is that NDVI is how healthy your chlorophyll is and how healthy your plants are. If you can see that, then it really tells you what's going on with your plants. And thermal is your heat signature of everything that's going on.
So how does all of this information help growers out?
So the normal imagery, you know, farmers are used to this. It gives you a great overview of your fields, kind of see what's going on there. The infrared and the NDVI, what they can see is they really help you see disease and pests and other problems from days even to weeks before you can actually see them visually in your crop, so you can get to these issues immediately. What thermal will show you is it'll show any drainage issues immediately just from that heat signature. And so especially issues with pivots, tilling, subsurface irrigation, or just if you're tiling, if you put brakes or anything in your field, you want to make sure it's draining well, then you're going to see that with your thermal. It's also going to show you leaf damage from pests. So if you're getting a lot more sunlight going down through your fields because some pests are eating your leaves, that'll show up immediately with that thermal imagery.
And how does this benefit a farmer's cash flow?
So what it does is it cash flows because you can spot small problems before they become large problems. And that's where you pay your money with those large problems. So using these sensors, we've spotted several blocked nozzles on a center pivot over a month before you could actually see the damage. And once you see that damage from that lack of water, even though you thought it was getting it with that pivot, it's too late. I mean, you're losing yield there, and that's going to hurt. We've spotted insect pressure before it hit economic threshold, localized it in the field, and so caught it early. And so what happens is because we caught it early, A, we had less damage from it, but we could also localize where we needed to spray. And so spraying 15 acres in a 340-acre field is much more economical than spraying the entire 340-acre field because you saw a problem. So you can see that. You don't have to walk the field to see everything. You walk it, you see an issue, and then you can localize it from this imagery. And after only a couple bushels, this service will pay for itself. So, I mean, it's a very, very, very low-cost service and very useful for spotting issues.
We're talking about the aerial mapping service available from BigYield.us out here on the farm outside of Garden City. Ken, how can they get a hold of you to talk about this and other products Big Yield has available?
So if farmers are interested in our aerial mapping service, they can check out our website, BigYield.us. Give us a call at 816-773-6096 or stop by the research farm like Kyle has today. We're off of 7 Highway just west of Garden City. You'll see giant signs that say the Farm Research Center, and we'll be glad to show you around.
Kent, glad to hear from your perspective again on this and other products available from BigYield.us. Looking forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Kyle.